Today is Wednesday, October 20th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I was reading and trying to do the intro. I don't even know if I got it right. I could have completely gotten that intro wrong. I'll never know. Maybe I'll go back and listen to it. Who knows? So I'm recording a little bit early again. Not that you guys are going to know, because it's a recorded medium. And so you download the podcast. It comes into your podcatchers at whatever point, and then you download it. I think most of you actually listen to these shows the next day. So I say, I'm like, oh, today is blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, no, it's not. I'm saying like a lot. Makes me think of Auntie Scott when I say like a lot. So, I'm recording early, just in case you were interested, because I have orchestra. Well, normally we have rehearsal on Wednesday nights. And so I am normally in a little bit of a hurry on Wednesdays anyway. But the difference tonight is they actually have at my church, they have this International Missions Week where they do all these. They bring in 30 missionaries from all these other countries. And there's like a food fair. Oh, I said like again. Anyway, there's a food fair and they fix food from all these other countries. And they're doing this thing. Honestly, it's kind of fun. It's not really funny, but I don't know. I find it amusing. So for the children in the church, they're having this simulated experience. And they said, okay, for all the kids out there, we want you to know what it's like to go to church in a persecuted country where Christians are persecuted. And so we're going to set up an experience where you have to have a secret church service in a cave or something. I don't know. But what they're trying to do is, because in China and other, I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I don't know about China. I don't know. But there are some countries where you have to practice your Christianity secretly. And so they will have church services in people's houses, in caves, in, areas where the authorities can't find you, basically, or don't know what you're doing. I don't know. Apparently, this is a thing. And so they're going to simulate an experience like this for the children one night this week. They may have already done it, but I just find it so amusing. Like, what are they going to do? Have fake policemen come in and arrest them for reading the Bible or something? I'm not really sure what they're going to do, but I found it amusing. But anyway, regardless, normally it would be a rehearsal tonight, but because of this missions thing that we're having at church, they're actually having a service. And the orchestra and the choir are playing/singing in this service. And I have to get there earlier because the service starts at 6:30 and they want us in our seats by 6:10. Normally our rehearsal starts at 6:30, but they want us to be in our seats early because it's an actual service and there are going to be people there and all that. And so I'm recording a little bit earlier, but there you go. So what was I going to talk about? So this book that I bought, I'm just going to, because I don't really, not much is going on. So I'm going to look in this book. I'm going to look at light and easy questions. Just light and easy questions. So I'm going to pick a question here. And I'm just going to answer it. So question number one in this book. You guys are going to learn interesting things about me. Do you squeeze the toothpaste tube or roll it? What's the advantage of your method? Okay. I know you guys are dying to know what I do with my toothpaste. And I have, as we know, I have many different, because I have a phobia of, it's funny because I went to the orthodontist for 4 years, I had really bad teeth. My teeth were just, there was not room in my mouth for all the teeth I had, I guess. I don't know. They just came out up in the top of my gums and I look like a vampire and just on top of each other and like all this weird stuff. So I had to have braces. And I mean, luckily, because my teeth look great now. Thanks, Mom. But I had to have braces anyway. And it was, and I would go to the orthodontist every month and they would twist things around, tighten things, put in metal things, take out metal things, put in rubber bands. Like there was all these things that they did. Now you could not pay me to go to the dentist. Any doctor really. Cause I have a fear of bad news. Oh, Adam, you have a cavity and we're going to have to do a root canal and you're going to lose half of your teeth and we're going to have to, I have this fear. And so I don't even go. And so one day it's going to bite me in the butt. I'm either going to drop over dead or all my teeth are going to fall out in the middle of the night. I don't know. But so we all know I do these weird things because I want to take care of my teeth. So, I gargle with I add peroxide to my mouthwash. So I'm hoping that's killing some germs and whitening my teeth. I bought my own dental scraper, all this kind of stuff. So we know I do some things when it comes to dental, but when it comes to toothpaste, I don't really do anything to the roll specific. I just kind of squeeze it. Now, when you get to that point where it's all, you're down to the dregs of the toothpaste and you, just your common kind of squishing of it nothing comes out basically. Then what you've got to do, I mean, this is a tried and true method. There's no need to roll it. Generally, the edge of your counter is at a 90 degree angle. Usually you have a sharp edge to your counter. So what you've got to do is you take the roll of toothpaste, you put it, you hold it in both hands, one hand at the tip and one hand at the back. And you put the back of it against the edge of the counter and you hold it really tight and you press it against there. And then you slowly work your way up to the tip while holding it down against the edge of the counter. And that pushes all the stray toothpaste up to the front. That is what I do. You can also take your toothbrush and put it on there and squeeze it forward with your toothbrush. But I don't roll it. Like I never do this rolling thing. And I've even seen contraptions where it's like a clip that you clip on and it lets you roll your toothpaste. Somehow it keeps it in place so you can roll it. I swear I've seen something like that, but it's not really necessary. I leave it completely extended, completely the full tube. I do not roll it up. I just rub it against the edge of the counter. That didn't sound right. But anyway, that's what I do. So that you guys could tell me what you do with your toothpaste if you really want to. I'm going to read two because again, I don't. So how many siblings do you have and what's your birth order? So I have one brother and, now my mom had two other boys and they both died. And, one was stillborn. So it was born no longer alive. And isn't this exciting? And one died a few hours after he was born because the umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck and it caused some issues. But my brother was healthy and he was born. My mom has a weird shaped uterus is what I've been told. And she had problems birthing children because of that and carrying them to full term. So I was a preemie. I was only 4 pounds when I was, who would believe this? I was only 4 pounds when I was born. And now I struggle with my weight. I was the tiniest little thing when I was born. And now I have to be on Weight Watchers so I'm not a fat pig. But anyway, I'm the baby. I'm the baby of the family. My brother is 9 years older than me. My mom says that I'm a miracle baby because, you know, she had the two that died, and then my brother came along. Well, actually, I think what happened is she had the one died, and then my brother, and then the third one died, and they had decided, oh, we're not going to try anymore. Like, this is it. Apparently, we're not meant to have children. And then my mom was recommended to go to this doctor who specialized in, like, weird pregnancies or something. Or, I don't know, misshapen uteri. I don't know. Whatever he was. They're like, if you really want to have another kid, go to this doctor and they can help you. And so she went to this doctor and they were able to monitor her closely and, you know, blah, 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 whatever they had to do. And so I'm the miracle baby because they were able to have another child. They really wanted another child. They were all boys, not a single girl, which is really interesting. But yeah, but I'm the baby. And yeah, it was weird because my brother was already so much older than me. And so it was almost like not having a brother, because by the time I was old enough to hang out with my brother, he was so much older than, I mean, you know, when I was five, he was 15, almost in high school. So there's not much of a connection there between my brother and I, is what I'm saying. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.